In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning. It's always a joy to have you joining us for the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor and senior citizens pastor here at Brookside. I just want to pause and say, if you don't have a church that you go to on a regular basis, we'd love to have you join us for our services Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and check us out on the web, and we trust that we can be a blessing and a help to you. The last couple of times we've been together, I've been having the privilege to talk to Mrs. Lena Yang. And Lena, you've got a fantastic walk with the Lord, and you were telling us about coming from People's Republic of China at the age of 30, not believing in God or creation or anything. Last time we stopped our conversation was in 2002. You were talking about you and your husband were transferred to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And there you decided, okay, we've gone to small group Bible studies before. We're still not believers, but we're really interested in what's going on. We're going to start visiting a church. Now, had you bought a Bible at this time?
Yes, we definitely.
Okay, all right.
Actually, probably friends sent us, gave us as a gift.
Okay, all right. Good.
Yeah.
So, in this Sunday school class, you were talking about how the Lord just really began to speak to your heart. Tell us about that.
Yes, that was at the context of I come to believe there is a God.
Okay.
But how that God really relevant to my daily life.
Sure.
Like, we take this time to go to church, go to Sunday school, go to Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's it.
Okay.
After that, I'm my own life. I'm my own boss.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Right. And you're a mother, I think you said at this time.
Yes, that's
right. One son, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason we kept going is actually being a mother. I being challenged, wondering if there is this truth.
Okay.
And if there is, I felt I need to be serious about it.
Right, right.
Do what I can so I can tell some to my child, to my son.
Right.
So that's the background, the context. But really, I just felt this disconnection.
Okay.
Like in my heart, I would love what the Bible said.
Right.
But on the other hand, my daily life can still go on without it.
All right.
And another part of it is, by then, we've been to church probably 3 years.
Sure.
I heard lots of teaching.
Right.
I probably can say the doctrine myself to other people.
Okay.
I can say I'm a sinner. Because nobody is perfect.
Right.
If nobody is perfect, I'm okay being a sinner.
Because everybody else is.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Just as a knowledge to label myself.
Yeah.
But in my heart, I was very prideful.
Okay.
Thinking I'm a good person.
You were a good sinner.
Right.
Okay.
So that's the context of where I was. Until this one day, we go to the Sunday school, was to study the book of Mark.
Okay.
The scripture says, well, Jesus says, the kingdom is near.
Right.
Repent.
Wow. Just one word. Repent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just felt this light bulb turned on in me.
Uh-huh.
Come to realize that this connection.
Oh.
Has something to do with repent.
Okay.
I went away from that Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
The next 1.5 years, the Lord just showed me through my daily lives, through my relationship with the people around me, mostly in my families.
Right.
I am a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
But with that knowledge and with that realization, I still struggle. Even though I can quote the doctrine, yet I'm still clueless about who Jesus is.
I say, okay.
Like I come to believe there is a God.
Right.
But is Jesus really this God?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with this confrontation of I am a sinner, I read the Bible, I pray, go to church, struggled, but still, I knew there's something missing.
Right. Did everybody at the church in Alabama was not a Chinese church, right?
It is.
Oh, it was. Okay. All right. Did everybody there know that you folks had not become believers still at this point?
I think people were more treat us as a Christian.
Oh, okay.
Even myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Would have thought I was a Christian.
Because you could repeat the doctrines and, yeah.
Exactly.
And you weren't that bad of a sinner.
I guess, exactly.
Yeah.
I guess it's more when I say my mouth, I was a sinner.
Sure.
I thought that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Not realize really in my heart.
Yeah, and that sinners need saviors.
Exactly.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You didn't make that connection.
Right.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, year and a half later, I think you said you were in your car, listening to a radio broadcast. What happened there?
During that struggling 1.5 year,
yeah,
the Lord moved us again to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay, okay.
So by then, I have 2 kids already.
All right.
We took them to Christian library.
Mm-hmm.
We listened to all the Christian radio and the drama, kids' story.
Okay.
So one of the time, we were listening to Unshackled.
Oh, yeah.
That's at the end of the program.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's the narrator quoted John, Gospel of John, chapter 14:6, where Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, the life. While I was driving, knowing in my heart all the struggling, but I didn't really realize what the struggling about.
Okay.
That verse again hit me like 2 years ago, the repent.
Yeah, yeah.
I came to realize that's the puzzle for the disconnection.
Way, truth, life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when just tears come to my eyes while I was driving.
Wow.
And that's when I received Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior.
Wow. The Pacific Garden Mission and their Unshackled program has had such an awesome ministry down through the years. Just telling people stories, just kind of like we're talking about your story.
Right.
And when you recognize that God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how far from Him we are, the sweetest story ever told, God loves you. And so, in the car, you trusted Christ as your personal Savior.
Yes.
Oh, it's exciting.
Yes, the best decision ever.
Oh, that's the truth. That is the truth. And you are here at Brookside now.
Yes.
And tell us how God is working in your life now.
It's an amazing story. Back then, I wasn't even aware of what's going on inside of me.
Okay.
As Lord working through other Christians, through the scripture,
yeah,
through the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm just so thankful the Lord actually gave me the courage to share this story with those are listening.
Did you take any kind of training time to learn to share your testimony?
Not at all. Just okay. Come.
So what you're doing right now was real scary.
It is.
to agree to sit down and talk to goodness knows how many people.
Right.
And share what God has done in your life.
True.
And you know, Lena, it could be that there are some Chinese folks that are struggling with the same issues that you struggle with so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And they can even hear your testimony on the internet, sermonaudio.com. And it's exciting to know that God can use you. Now, you're not a preacher.
Not at all.
But you are a witness.
Yes.
And isn't that what God has called every one of us to share?
That's so true. Took me many years to learn that.
Right. Right. And being a teacher, God gave you two boys. And so you just educated them at home. One of them is in college. The other one's still in high school. And it's neat to see how God uses our past to just kind of hone us in on where we are right now.
That's true. I would have never thought I would be the teacher for my two sons.
Yes, right.
But that's, again, how God led us to trust in Him, to know that really education is about to bring our children to the Word of God.
Right.
To tell them what God has been doing in our lives.
Sure.
And to walk with them day by day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a journey that we would never regret.
Exactly. Now, when you guys first came to the States, your husband was just coming to do some research. Are you guys here permanently now?
That's a good question.
Okay.
We do have our citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere in our heart, we are truly concerned for our parents and relatives in China for their salvation.
Sure, sure.
Therefore, we can stay here, but I guess we always pray what's God's plan for us.
Right, right.
So year by year, we just ask and how God direct us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hmm. So it could be that He may direct you back to be in contact with your family and old friends and that kind of a thing. But you're open to that.
We are definitely open for that. Right. Yes. Yeah.
Well, Lena, time passes so quickly. Thank you so very much for being willing to share who God is to you and what God's done in your life. And I know our folks will continue to be praying for you all and God's leadership for you. And folks, I just want to pause and say, if you don't have a church that you go to on a regular basis, we'd love to have you join us for our services Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and check us out on the web, and we trust that we can be a blessing and a help to you. Thanks for listening again. May the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.